You're listening to the Dungeons, Dragons, and Psychology Podcast.
Have you ever found yourself drawn to the idea of leveling up like you do in a role-playing game like Dungeons and Dragons, grinding away, facing challenges, acquiring new skills, new abilities? The journey of becoming a powerful hero is undeniably enticing. But what if I told you that you can tap into that very same feeling of progress and accomplishment and skill acquisition in your own life? I'm Robert Walker, author of Session Zero, the DMG to writing great campaigns in any system, and this is my show where I teach collaborative storytellers how to have more immersive campaigns using psychology. So today, we're going to explore the concept of leveling up in real life and how it can benefit you, just like it benefits your favorite D&D character or the hero that you're playing in Baldur's Gate. Leveling up is an idea that is synonymous with most role-playing games, whether they be tabletop or video in nature, but they are also related to a concept that we can use to level up in our own lives, and that is known as a tiered reward system. It's a system where you receive rewards based on each tier or each level that you achieve. And we're going to explore that over the next several episodes. Today, we're going to talk about the basic idea of how you can level up in real life. We're going to go through a little bit of the psychology of it, some real life leveling up activities that you can engage in a more general perspective. For each episode from here, I'm going to dive into one of the specific classes in the D&D traditional system, and how you could incorporate leveling up as one of those classes, or in the way that one of those classes would in your real life. So you can sort of think of this as an experiment in how to enhance your own skills and abilities through a little bit of psychology and a little bit of fun. So let's get started with the basic introduction. So in a TTRPG world like the Dungeons and Dragons world, your characters get stronger by accumulating experience points, or XP, and leveling up. When they level up, they gain access to new abilities, they become a more formidable hero, they get more hit points, so they're hardier and don't go down as easily, and they get access to all the special perks of whatever class that they're taking. So in psychology, the concept that works in a similar way is called a tiered reward system. Put into game terms, you could think of this like a multi-layered treasure chest. The first level might be filled with copper pieces and potions, a few small trinkets, small rewards for completing simple tasks. As you dig deeper or you level up, you encounter silver and gold and maybe magical items. You're working your way deeper into this chest is similar to leveling up. You know, your each reward gets bigger. You think of like the capstone ability, which always happens at the very end. And right around the time you become heroic in nature, around 11, you get a pretty significant ability that usually shows up at that time. But ultimately, the goal is attaining 20th level and achieving this capstone, right? In the level system, that's how it works. Now, you don't need to do that to have a great story. Your characters can be entirely independent of the narrative that's happening in the world, but there's something exciting about it for us as players. When we have a big accomplishment in the game, we succeed and achieve something really great, we are rewarded with additional abilities and new things for our character to do, more options and different ways that we can interact with the world. So it triggers us as players to have an experience that is a reward. And we want to continue that reward. So we keep playing, we keep playing, we keep pushing forward, we take on bigger challenges with our new abilities, and we move the story closer and closer to the conclusion of the narrative where the heroes have finally gathered enough power, enough resources, enough abilities that they can face whatever the big problem that they've known about from the beginning was. They knew in the beginning they were outmatched and they didn't have the ability to complete this task. But it is the journey the progression towards that final destination, along which they acquire abilities and they acquire experience, they become ready to deal with the big bad that's waiting for them at the end of the road. This is the same as that multi-layered treasure chest. As you dig deeper and you find bigger rewards, it's the same sort of thing. It taps into our brain's natural desire for progress and accomplishment. So each reward, big or small, reinforces our positive behavior and motivates us to keep striving for the next level. It's like getting a sweet taste of victory after defeating that goblin horde, but it's translated into real life challenges, and we respond to the narrative of this so well because we as players are being triggered with that reward process. We are receiving the rewards for our characters. So that's what one of the big things that keeps pushing us to strive forward in this whole process is, because it's rewarding for us as people, not just narratively speaking. It plays with our basic psychology into the reward system, and it makes us feel good. And that's just a wonderful little piece of why role-playing games are so fun. Let's delve a little further into the psychology of this. So why does the idea of gaining experience, of becoming more powerful, resonate with us? First, there's something that's known as growth mindset. I'm sure you've heard about this. It is all over popular media right now. Anything to deal with business, the concept of growth mindset is everywhere. Growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and our intelligence are not set in stone. They can be developed and improved through effort and experience. So that is basically the core principle behind leveling up in Dungeons & Dragons. And your character in a story, it's the same principle for how a character goes from the beginning of a narrative to the end of a narrative and gains abilities and defeats the bad guy. As we overcome challenges and learn new skills, our characters or ourselves grow and become more capable. That is growth mindset. So then there's the reward system, which is our brains being wired to seek pleasure and avoid discomfort. That's pretty much what it all boils down to. So when we achieve goals, big or small, our brains release a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Dopamine is like an in-game loot cache, or a piece of loot that you've been craving, and it sort of just shows up. You find it when you need it. It makes us feel good. It motivates us to keep playing. But every time we complete a task on like a to-do list or a set of goals that we have built for ourselves, achieve a new skill or master a challenge, receive an award, it's a dopamine hitting us and telling us, hey, good job. Keep going. Keep leveling up. You're awesome. Leveling up in D&D has these very clear-cut levels and experience points and totals, and it makes it very easy to track that. In life, it's a little bit messier, but there is something really cool about our brains that they don't necessarily need perfectly defined levels or lines to feel that sense of progress. The illusion of progress can actually be just as powerful. So setting small achievable goals for yourself and celebrating each accomplishment creates that same sense of momentum and keeps us moving forward on our journey. It's like finding hidden XP in a dungeon. Even if it's not a huge boost, it still keeps you pushing forward and moves you towards your next set of skills and your rewards. So that's pretty much the whole thing. It's tapping into powerful psychological sources so we can foster growth mindset, keep us motivated with the dopamine reward system through an illusion of progress. What we're going to do is we're going to explore how we can trigger that reward system in our day-to-day life in each of the different classes corresponding to D&D. So if you wanted to say, for example, level up in cleric in real life, what we're going to be exploring over the next handful of episodes is how would you go about doing that? How would you level up as this class in your real life? It's going to be a lot of fun. Today, what I have left for you is I'm going to give you a couple of the more interesting ideas and points that we're going to briefly just graze over some of the ideas we're going to be covering in much greater detail over the next few episodes. But it's going to give you a taste of what's coming up and what we're going to be doing some very deep dives on. Now, to get into the nitty-gritty of how we're going to do that, I'm breaking things up into three different segments for three different types of leveling up in real life. So first, we have physically leveling up, which is going to be focusing on real world activities that can improve your physical health, things that are good for the body, things like nutrition, diet, exercise, anything that is going to be good in the physical sense. Those sort of things are going to be classes most dedicated to those. So for those, I have set up monk, fighter, and barbarian classes. Next, we'll move on to mental leveling up, where we're going to discuss activities that improve mental skills, improve your mind, your knowledge, and we're going to have three classes connected to those. So we're going to look at the wizard, the cleric, and the rogue, which might sound a little odd. I'll get to that in a second. And then we have social leveling up activities, or those that improve our social skills, our relationships, and our connections. In those, we're going to be looking at the bard, the sorcerer, and the paladin. Now, sorcerer and rogue, I said you might think they should be switched, but I'll explain a little bit more when we dive specifically into those classes and why I decided to have the rogue as the mental leveling up and the sorcerer as the social leveling up rather than swapping them. I hope you will agree with me in the end why I have done that. We'll see. We'll see if you agree or disagree. Either way, it's going to have a lot of great ideas and you're going to have fun with it anyway. So just bear with me on that. Now, as we go through these individual episodes and we talk about ideas for how you can incorporate leveling up and doing these things in your own life, I do want you to remember that individuality is key. What motivates one person might not work for another. Maybe the competitive nature of chasing levels isn't your jam, and that's totally fine too. The point is to find a system that resonates with you and fuels your own personal growth. That's really what I'm hoping for over the next few episodes. So try and find something in there. And if you can't find a specific that I talk about, just look for the concept. Take the overall concept and see how it would apply to your own life. And next, leveling up is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Some people might thrive on structure, goal-oriented systems with clear milestones. I will be suggesting some of those. Others might prefer a more organic approach focused on learning and experiences rather than leveling. There's no right or wrong way, and I'm going to focus on both over different classes and different ideas. Find what works best for you and realize that in any of these classes, any of these levels, you can find an idea that would fit a goal-oriented system and one that would be more organic. So whatever works for you or something entirely different is perfectly fine as well. But here's the good news. We don't need a pre-written campaign guide to level up in real life. We are going to start by developing a personalized plan. We're going to start with some self-reflection. We're going to break down some goals, choose a reward system, track your progress, and celebrate small victories. Those things are all really important. So let's start at the top. Self-reflection. Before we start this process, if you want to go along on this ride and learn how to level up in real life and actually try and level up in real life, grab a journal, write down a few things on what area of your life are you most interested in improving and what skills do you want to develop? What kind of person do you want to become? If you could gain a few more levels, where would you want to be in your skills and financial situation and all that stuff? Whatever it is that you think needs to grow in your life, write down what you want that to look like. Next, break down the really big goals. This is something I do with school all the time, and it is something that has worked incredibly well for me and my motivation. So for school, for example, it was several years ago, I had decided to return to school after being away from it for like 15 years. I hadn't gotten a college degree yet. I had a post-culinary secondary certificate or something like that, but I had some college credits, but I had dropped out a couple years after high school and not finished. So what I knew I wanted to do was I wanted to get a PhD in psychology. It's sort of what I've always wanted in my life. And I set that goal aside for a very, very long time. When I finally went back to it, I found that breaking that goal down, starting with the really big goal, my goal is I want to get a PhD in psychology. So that would be my 20th level aspiration, so to speak. You have to break that goal down. like into smaller pieces. And that's what finally worked for me. Because if you're only getting the dopamine reward from completing the big goal, you're not going to trigger the reward system to keep giving you motivation along the way. You need to have all those little points of dopamine release and encouragement that sort of keep motivation alive. So you break it down into smaller goals. Well, if I want to get my PhD, a smaller goal is I have to get my master's. Well, I have to break that goal down too. And first, I need to get my bachelor's. I hadn't done that yet. I was really close to my associates, but I still hadn't even done that. Break that goal down. Okay, so in order to get my bachelor's, let's finish my associate's degree. I've got about a year left in that. Let's get that piece done. You can even break that into a smaller goal. Well, to get my associate's degree, I need to finish these 8 classes. Okay, well, to finish those 8 classes, I first have to do these 2 classes. So that's a smaller goal. Well, to finish those 2 classes, I have to get a passing grade. So get a passing grade could be a smaller goal. To do that, I need to make sure I have studied for my tests and I have completed this week's assignments. So that can be the goal today. You can break it all the way down to, oh, that means today I need to study and I need to work on my assignment. That is baby goal that leads all the way up the ladder to 20th level PhD big goal. And I still do that. I still, at the beginning of every course, break it down into goals of what is my goal for today. My goal for today is log on to the discussion boards, have 3 interactions with my classmates. My goal for today is read my 25 pages of work that has to be done as part of my assignment and respond to the questions on that. My goal for today is research topics for my dissertation. So you get it. Everything can be broken down into what is today's goal. And if you think about it, D&D is very much the same way. We sort of base our characters' paths on what can they get done today in this session, in this individual session. How far can I progress towards my big goal of defeating the bad guy, saving the world, whatever it is? It all boils down to what can I do in this session to move towards that goal? And that's what we're going to be incorporating into real life. And we just have to remember as we go along that we need to have a reward system. We need to figure out what it is that motivates us. We need to track our progress. There's a reason why video games have progress bars. Seeing your advancement is incredibly motivating. So having some sort of a habit tracker or journal entries or even a checklist of our small goals along the way as we set them and as we achieve them. And then we want to make sure we celebrate the victories. We don't need to wait until we achieve the big goal. We need to celebrate each time we have completed our tasks. So for me, it can be something as simple as I've completed all of my tasks on today's assignments. I've done all that stuff. That means my reward is I can watch an episode of my favorite show tonight before I go to bed because I still have time. See what I mean? So even a small reward still gives you that little bit of dopamine. I did what I was supposed to do. I made progress toward my goal. I gained experience towards my level. I'm going to have a small reward to continue motivating me to keep that behavior going. And then really importantly, you have to remember that leveling up in real life is not a sprint. It's not anything that can be boiled down to immediate gratification. It is a marathon. There will be setbacks, and that's okay. You have to be able to adjust your plans as needed when there's setbacks. You can't be afraid to ask for help, and most importantly, you need to have fun, right? You have to remember that if you're going to acquire a new skill, if you're going to advance, it is going to take time. I could not achieve my goal of earning a PhD, which I'm still working on, as you all know. I cannot achieve that goal today. I cannot achieve that goal this week. If I was looking for instant gratification, it's just not possible, right? It's not going to work with growth mindset. Growth mindset means you have to be able to plan and grow for the future. It's not, I am better right now. I am great. Like, you have to practice. You have to put in time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay, that is going to be all we're talking about today, but this is just the beginning of your personal leveling up journey. Over the next few months, we're going to take that deep dive into each of the D&D classes, one episode at a time. We're going to explore how the skills and abilities of each class translate into real-life leveling up strategies. So imagine a fighter teaching you about perseverance and physical strength, or a bard helping you hone your social skills or musical talents or performances of some sort. Each episode is going to be packed with practical tips and actionable steps to help you conquer your own personal challenges, whichever ones you want to take on. Now, to get the most out of this quest, I'm going to recommend that you grab your trusty companion, the journal. You're going to want to have a personal quest log where you can track your goals and reflect on your progress and brainstorm new strategies. A calendar also wouldn't hurt. You can schedule your leveling up activities and set deadlines for your goals and mark those victories with a flourish. So if you're ready to embark on this adventure with me, then join me next episode. We're going to start by delving into the world of the fighter and exploring how to build your physical and mental strength in real life. We are going to focus on mental aspects and physical aspects of everything, even though I have categorized the classes into specific ones. The fighter will obviously focus most on physicality, but we will also talk about the psychology and the mental benefit of physical exercise and working out. So until then, stay curious, stay adventurous, and keep leveling up. As always, thank you, Cyclothid, and we will see you next session.